Free Talk Live, and we're launching in to hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on our website are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Gardner Goldsmith joining us in the midst of the show.
Yes. Thanks for letting me stop by. I really appreciate it. Well, sorry I couldn't join you last night.
You know, you are a dedicated man, Gard. I talked to you yesterday, and you said you couldn't make it, because normally you do Monday nights with us.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he couldn't make it, and, no, that's no problem. Well, then he said, well, I'm getting off work a little bit late tomorrow. I'd still like to come. I said, you sure, man? You drive an hour and a half to get here.
Oh, definitely.
Just for 2 hours? Is that going to be worth it to you? And he said, okay, I'll be there. Okay, fine. You know, I'm not paying you for the gas, so it if is. You want to come in, we love having you here.
It's my pleasure. I'm really glad to be with you.
So thank you.
Great work.
Thank you for coming out. Really appreciate that. Let's do an Ed Brown update, and then we'll talk about a wedding disaster out of one of our old stomping grounds, Bradenton, Florida, as a matter of fact. But first, to Plainfield, New Hampshire, and ABC News' report on Ed and Elaine Brown and Randy Weaver, to boot, apparently, calling the federal agents surrounding his fortified compound guns for hire. A New Hampshire man convicted of tax evasion vowed today that he and his wife would fight U.S. Marshals to the death if they tried to capture them. Do not under any circumstances make any attempt on this land, said Ed Brown. We will not accept any tomfoolery by any criminal element, be it federal, state, or local, said Ed Brown in a press conference from the stoop of his concrete-clad home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. And I did see a photo from this particular press conference, beyond the one they're running from a video grab on ABC News.
Mm.
But there were a fair amount of reporters that turned out for this.
Yeah, so, they said there were 12 different news agencies
really?
Over there. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good news. I'm glad that people were paying attention. And I had heard a rumor before the press conference that it had been called off. And I thought, oh no, that's a huge mistake. If they were to call the press conference and then, you know, have all these news reporters get ready to come out just to have it called off, you call another one, they're not going to want to come out.
Yeah.
To the next one.
Yeah, and so, I think it's probably smart that Randy Weaver was there, although he had to go in under the guise of being an independent reporter.
Really?
Because otherwise he would have been nailed for aiding and abetting a felon.
Well, I know they've been threatening that. The chief in charge of the U.S. Marshals, I think his last name is Monier or Stephen Monier, he has threatened that anyone who aids and abets Ed and Elaine Brown will be possibly subject to arrest and prosecution. Of course, those threats haven't really done anything to deter those who are helping Ed and Elaine, and I think that's great. I think that people are being very courageous in this particular situation. Brown and his wife, Elaine, who, by the way, isn't photographed here. The ABC News is running a photo, a video grab from some of their footage, and you can see Randy Weaver and Ed Brown, but I find it interesting that they excluded Elaine Brown.
You don't see the woman, the
right.
innocent, very tiny woman.
Yes, she is a very tiny, just a sweet, sweet old lady, and I think that they're trying to paint these guys as, you know, wackaloons, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put the old lady in the picture, then people are going to wonder, what the hell's going on here? She doesn't look threatening. She doesn't look dangerous. She looks like my grandmother. And she could be. She's in her 60s, and now they want to put these people in a jail cell. For 63 months, they were sentenced in absentia, meaning they did not show up to the court, for failing to pay, so-called, $1 million in income tax. The couple, however, insists there is no law that requires citizens to pay income tax. He says, there is no law. We looked and looked, Brown told reporters. He and his supporters, including Randy Weaver, the leader of the 1992 standoff with the ATF agents at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, told the press that the government has unlawfully tricked people into believing they have to pay income tax, knowing full well that such a law would be unconstitutional. Quote from Ed Brown, we will defend it to the death. This is 1776 all over again. You cannot tax someone's labor because that is slavery. So finally, Ed Brown is getting the right message out. His old message was, show me the law. His new message is, not only is there not a law, but the reason why there isn't a law is because it would be institutionalized slavery if there were.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the fact is, we are the slaves of the federal government. If the federal government can tell us...
It's just a big plantation.
It really is. It can tell us that if you're working, we take 50% of your wages, 40% of your wages, whatever percentage,
sure,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we extract that portion by force, then and then they get debts. They go out and buy things and accrue debt based on our labor. I mean, that is their resource.
Yeah,
they're
not even
mining us.
They're not even satisfied enslaving us. They have to enslave the people that to whom we might give birth because they're so in debt. And you know what's amazing? You see that article, and supposedly they owe $1 million, okay? All right, well, regardless of the legality or illegality of the 16th Amendment and then the U.S. tax code and things like that, question, given the percentages spent in the federal budget on all the various things on which they shower their money, do you think that the Browns would have spent that money better or the federal government? Do you think that there's anything on that the federal government could have gotten with that $1 million that would have been an improvement over what the Browns use that money on?
Well, someone could make the argument that the federal government needs to spend this money on defense to keep you safe.
Well, that's why I mentioned in the sentence earlier. That's why I mentioned, given the percentages of the federal budget, the largest percentage is not defense. The largest percentage is welfare and social spending and Social Security.
No. Not under the Bush administration. Just barely. They're about 50-50, those two numbers you're talking about, and it's just barely over 50 now for defense under the Bush administration. But it doesn't really matter. Somehow or another, we managed to defend this country before 1913 when we had an income tax. How the hell did we do it for more than 100 years? How did we defend this country without a federal income tax?
And repel invasion?
That is a non sequitur. To say that we can't have defense because we wouldn't have an income tax is ludicrous. It would be only an argument made by a moron.
I like you with your new logical fallacies,
right.
Mark. Good job with that.
No, it's just too much caffeine.
1-800-259-9231. Anyway, so Ed Brown is saying you can't tax someone's labor because that is slavery. And that is the most accurate, most sensible thing I've heard Ed Brown say. He seems to be an honest, a good guy. He's under a lot of pressure. A lot of people have tried to sort of badmouth Ed because he may come off a little kooky in some instances. He may come off a little religious zealot in some other instances. And the man's under a lot of pressure. He's got the U.S. Marshals out for his butt, and they want to throw him in a jail cell. And so I can understand that he would be a little bit loopy at some times, staying up late, not getting a lot of sleep. Thankfully, his wife is back now. There was a time when they were separated, and then she had the courage to actually come back to Ed, which was just an amazing story because the judge had ordered her to stay with her son in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And she denied that judge's order, and she went back to Ed, and now they're back together, and I think that did a lot to ground him. I think that did a lot to bring him back down to earth. And here he is making the most salient point that one can make about taxes. And if you look at the U.S. Constitution, and this is one of the points that the tax freedom advocates will make, they'll say that there's a clear prohibition against slavery in the U.S. Constitution, and so therefore, the way the tax code is written, it has to be voluntary. It has to. Otherwise, it's a clear violation of the prohibition against slavery, and therefore it'd be invalid. So that's what they're trying to point out here. And I'm very pleased that some news agencies, in this case ABC News, took the time to write up a report on this.
That's
because a lot of them have been shutting Ed out. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have been pretending nothing's going on. They don't want to acknowledge that Ed Brown even exists. And so thank goodness they're getting some coverage, a little more from this story. Carrying a pistol in his waistband, which is how he was when I saw him several months ago, Brown also insisted he couldn't receive a fair trial in a federal court because the court system falls under Freemasonry. There are no longer any lawful courts, he says. The Freemasons have taken over our nation. They want to take over our nation and all nations on the planet, Brown said. Weaver, whose son was killed by federal agents, and his wife was killed too, they don't mention that, and who later received a $100,000 settlement from the government, said he was there to support the Browns, saying, I'd rather die on my feet right here than die on my knees under this de facto government. He said, bring it on. Despite months of surveillance and reports of agents hiding in the woods of the couple's 110-acre compound, it's not a compound, it's a nice house in New Hampshire, on a beautiful piece of property, not a compound. U.S. Marshals said this morning that the Browns' Plainfield, New Hampshire home was not surrounded by their officers. Well, it was last week. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the phone! the ground, mother. You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling. How to conceal your stash.
And I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 19, 2007, gold 654-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $675.85, $335.50 for half, and $166.75 for quarter. That's $675.85, $335.50, and $166.75. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, Napa, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys. Aggressive driving's want outrageous, make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the five states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Likas. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are totally free. So do enjoy those on us. Some of those features include archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience for free. freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So as you know, if you've been listening and if you're just tuning in, Ed Brown and Elaine Brown are still holed up in their Plainfield, New Hampshire home, having been sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for allegedly not paying taxes. And they are they had a press conference yesterday, which was attended by, according to Gardner, about a dozen people, a dozen members of the press, and ABC News apparently was in attendance, and they've done a fairly extensive article. It's somewhat fair, I would say. Again, they're using sort of the terminology, the biased terminology against Ed and Elaine, calling their home a compound.
Yeah, compound.
I've been inside Ed and Elaine's home, and it's just a very nice house.
Every news story so far has either called it a compound or a fortified home.
Right.
Yeah.
And at this point, I think it's almost the news stories. They'd be going against the tide to even say that it wasn't. You know?
I think a lot of them don't even know. Although some of them who have gone up there probably haven't even been able to get around it and look around it, so they'll just call it a compound just like everybody else.
Right.
And the Manchester, New Hampshire Union leader, they're calling it a concrete castle.
A fortress!
Yes, yes, a castle. And I should mention, Ian, you know, you were talking a little bit about Randy Weaver stopping by and so on, and of course he was a white separatist, and that paints
That's
him
what
in
I've heard,
sort of
yes.
a bad light. But you know, what happened to him and his family is certainly one of the most egregious examples of government malfeasance.
Absolutely.
Of the last century. And I think it's quite interesting because with Randy Weaver there, he obviously attracts more attention.
Right.
That was not really being given to the Browns in the past couple of weeks. It was strange because when they first had the problem back in January, Fox News was there, everybody was there. And then just recently, this Paris Hilton thing was in the news, and Ed Brown and his wife weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fascinating things that I noticed was on one of the radio stations out of Manchester, New Hampshire. I mentioned to you guys off the air, I wanted to mention this to the listeners, is that the reporter characterized Randy Weaver as a free stater.
Ooh.
This is, I think, extremely...
Has Randy Weaver signed up for the Free State Project? Because I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Not to my knowledge. And it should be pointed out that the Free State Project has a very strict policy against racism.
Right.
Is Randy Weaver a racist?
I don't know. You know what? We're sitting here saying that he's a white separatist. But believe it or not, in the ABC News article, you would expect they would drop that little clue,
yeah.
But they don't mention it in their article.
Interesting.
So I don't know. That's just what I've heard. I'm open to having confirmation or someone deny that. But so right now, it would seem to me that ABC News would have taken the opportunity to
wedge that
you know,
in there.
To attack him a bit there.
Yeah. What bugs me a lot is this is either Manchester radio station is either an example of a very sloppy reporting and laziness, because anybody who works in radio, especially in a news department, knows that typically what they'll do is they'll get the Associated Press reports that come from the state capitol. They rip them. The reports are designed to be read in 15, 30 second or 1 minute chunks. And then they just read them. It's called rip and read. It's the sign of a very sloppy reporter and very lazy. And so that was either ripped and read, and that sort of approach.
Which would mean that he was also labeled that way across the country if it was an AP story.
Exactly, if it was an AP story. And that tells you something about what the AP is trying to do. Either the AP is very lazy or they're trying to depict the Free State Project as being attached with militia groups and things like that.
I would lean toward it being, you say you know the girl who did the reports, so you're going to try to find out. I would lean toward it being her her ad lib, if you will, because it really wouldn't mean much to anyone anywhere else. New Hampshire people, more so than anywhere in the country, are aware of the Free State Project.
Right.
But people in Alaska or California, Free Stater, that's just going to bounce right off them.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's continue with a story from ABC News about the press conference yesterday held at the Ed Brown household. U.S. Marshal Stephen Monnier made an effort to starkly contrast the actions of the marshals with those of the ATF agents who besieged Ruby Ridge in 1992. In addition to Weaver's son, one federal agent was killed in that incident. I don't know why they keep leaving out his wife. She was killed, too. Monnier said, "There is no standoff and the house is not surrounded. We have no intention of assaulting the house or engaging in a violent confrontation." Well, why was the house surrounded last week, sir? Why did you surround the house with guys in armored personnel carriers and trucks and camo paint and toting around weapons? Why was that all going on when you were allegedly going to serve a search warrant or serve a seizure warrant on Elaine Brown's dentist's office, another town over in Lebanon, New Hampshire? Why was it that you had to surround their home? And why, not only did you surround the home, but why did you force the neighbors out? Remember, Ed Brown has a 110-acre property. I mean, if Ed Brown takes off and runs through the woods with his pistol, it's not like that's going to put the neighbors in any sort of jeopardy. He's on 110 acres.
And, you know, it's amazing. If they had gone there just and they were armed in order to defend themselves because they thought Ed Brown might do something, uncalled for and radical, then why didn't they inform the Plainfield Police Department that they were moving in?
Really?
That was one of the big deals.
I didn't know that.
It was amazing. I was watching the news the other night. And they had a state senator, Peter Burling, on, who's a hardcore lefty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a real socialist. And he was being interviewed, and he said, hey, you know what? He's of the mindset, we just want this over. The people should just come out and give themselves up and so on and so forth. Okay. But he did make a point, which I was able to pull out of it, which was that none of the local officials were informed that the federal government was coming in. None of them. And they resented
it incredibly. State police were involved in this.
Yeah. The local cops, the chief of police, nobody knew.
Interesting.
And yeah.
And they were kicking people out of their homes.
It's incredible.
So if you weren't surrounding with an intention of assaulting the house, what the hell were you doing? Monnier said he believed Weaver would attend the press conference with the Browns. He said Weaver and others, some of whom are believed to have brought the couple weapons, have been freely allowed to enter Brown's property. Quote, there's no reason to block Weaver. People are free to exercise their First Amendment rights. We're not setting up roadblocks or surrounding the house. Again, that's on that day. They did it again. They did it last week. In April, Ed and Elaine Brown were sentenced in absentia to 63 months in prison for failing to pay more than $1 million in taxes, alleged the federal government. Since failing to appear in court, the couple has remained within their concrete fortified walls of their rural New Hampshire home. Is it unusual for walls to have concrete in them in New Hampshire?
Not many. A lot of homes have concrete, especially they were built a long time ago. Cinder block homes, brick homes.
Right.
Concrete particularly is common in some of the less expensive homes in places like Manchester.
Right. I mean,
Nashville, New Hampshire.
It's a good building material. It doesn't mean that they're trying to, make their home bomb-proof.
Does that mean all the homes in New Hampshire or the United States that are built of concrete blocks are fortified?
Are compounds.
Yeah, they're compounds.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231.
That's my basement compound.
Compound for sale down in Florida right now, as a matter of fact. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-4711. That's 1-800-403-4711. 1-800-403-4711.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you. It's all for free. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. A few more thoughts about the Ed Brown situation. There was a fairly large press conference at his house, and ABC News did a fairly balanced story about it, pointing out that, he and his wife, Elaine, are still holed up in their Plainfield, New Hampshire home. They had a nice press conference where they pointed out that taxation is slavery, rightly so. Yeah. They're absolutely right about that. And they aren't giving up. In fact, Brown said he and his wife had enough supplies to wait out the government no matter how long it lasted. A couple doesn't use air conditioning and could chop down trees for firewood if necessary.
You know, you can get away with not using air conditioning in New Hampshire. Somehow you wouldn't. If they had a quote-unquote compound in Florida, mm-hmm. they'd die.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Well, actually, I grew up without air conditioning in Florida. But if you have an attic
fan... You weren't 63, though. I mean,
die younger, that's for sure.
So the Ed Brown story continues. We will continue to keep them up to date. The federal marshals, the U.S. marshals continuing to bluster and, you know, puff themselves up and make themselves look all scary. But they have not yet made any moves on the Brown household. And, of course, we'll bring them to you if they do. But one of my... One of my most despised objections in regards to Ed and Elaine Brown is that, hey, this isn't fair. You need to go in there and shut these guys down. They're getting away with it, not paying taxes, and we have to pay taxes, so you guys need to go in there and shut them down. There's sort of this, that's sort of the mentality of the anti-Ed Brown crowd, is that it's a cycle of abuse, right?
Right.
Yeah. I've been abused, I've been paying taxes all my life,
I'm
now
enslaved to the American government,
right? Somebody decided to leave the plantation,
One of the slaves decided to leave the plantation, and I'm very upset about it.
Well, I personally, as a slave of the plantation, I file my taxes every year. Mm-hmm. I personally, as a slave, am cheering Ed Brown on. I want him to be able to run as far and as long as he can. I don't have a lot of hope for him. I think that the Taskmaster will get out there and bring the whip out and do something terrible to Ed Brown. And that's the reason I'm still on the plantation. Fear.
They're going to have to if they want to maintain the status quo. Ian, you hit it right on the money when you mentioned these people coming out and boisterously and vociferously saying, why don't these people just pay up? Why don't these guys move in on these guys and get this over with?
Yeah, kill them.
I was over at the Union Leader website earlier. I just called it up on my computer, and they have a couple pictures. One is a picture of Randy Weaver, who has a photograph he's holding up of his wife and baby. And but there are comments.
Who died at the hands of the ATF?
Absolutely. One shot through the back, one shot through the head, his wife.
Oh, my.
And but they also have a picture
of Ed.
Wasn't
she carrying a baby at the time
she was
shot?
Yeah, she was carrying a baby.
Right.
Yep. And but the interesting thing is commentary at the bottom on their website is exactly like what you're saying.
Can you read some excerpts?
Let's see. Enough is enough with the Browns getting all this attention. The fact that they are being lauded by anyone for tax evasion is un-American.
Oh, my.
We all pay taxes. It is time for them to do the same. Who do they think is paying for our soldiers overseas? Who protected our country?
Well, they don't want to pay for the soldiers.
Oh, right. Man.
Who's to say that
exactly.
The soldiers overseas a good thing?
And the vitriol,
I don't think it's a good thing.
And the vitriol from these people continues.
It's incredible.
It just pours out from them. They're so beaten down into submission. They so believe in the system. They are outraged when somebody decides to step outside of it and say, I've had it. Ed Brown is one of the most courageous, and his wife Elaine, two of the most courageous people that now I've never met Elaine, but I've met Ed, and he's one of the most courageous men I've ever encountered.
Yeah, and he's clearly very nervous, very paranoid, and he has ideas and thoughts that are not in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And one would say, you know, I don't know if I'm going to hang around with the guy for more than a couple hours if I meet the guy, but shoot, he's not causing me any problems.
Nope.
He hasn't aggressed against me. This guy, Jeremy Funk from Boulder, Colorado, is the one who said that. He says, give it up, Browns. Pay your taxes. Shut your mouth and stop forcing your way into the media.
Forcing?
Oh, I see. They're leaving their homes so they can get into the media.
Wait, Ed Brown has pointed weapons at the media and
let us on. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Now, the next, it's interesting because in the Union Leader article, they mentioned that the Browns have windmills and solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
And that will provide them power despite the federal government trying to, you know, stop them. And one guy says, let me see if I can find this here. He says that they should shoot out the Browns' windmills and knock out their solar panels. Get it over with.
Mm. Yeah, you know,
violence.
These pro-military types, they're all the same. I mean, they would love to see some F-4s go in and just drop napalm bombs on the Brown situation. And these same people want to solve our problems overseas with Iraq as though we didn't create those problems in the first place by just bombing it into a parking lot. As a matter
violence
of fact,
is the answer.
If Canada stepped out of line, they'd want to nuke Canada. These people are violent psychopaths.
Yes.
They should not be listened to.
Well, they've been trained to be that way by the system. They've been brought up in government schools where they were taught, maybe not so explicitly, but they were taught in the subjects that they learned about history and how the government operates and what the government does. They've been taught that violence is an appropriate way to solve a problem.
Right.
Look, it's what the government does.
You know, Ian, I think to myself, what if I were in the place? I were a totally different person, and I didn't have the sort of libertarian principles and ideals that I have. What would I do if I were in a situation where, okay, you know, I think, yeah, the Browns aren't going to come out unless we bring violence against them. If there were other laws that other people had broken, whatever it might be, jaywalking or somebody didn't pay his speeding tickets and he refused to give himself up, what types of laws, at what threshold would I say, okay, you know what, I don't think it's worth the fight, or, you know, I don't think I'm going to go after these guys? Because the pressure that is on the government to get the Browns for what they're doing
right.
is monumental. They can't let the Browns go free, because if they do, thousands of other people are going to do the same thing.
Exactly.
They can't do it. So there are certain laws that are on the books, you know, whatever it might be, chewing gum in a bathtub, you know, mm-hmm. these absurd laws that are still on the books, and they are not enforced.
Correct.
So what laws do you decide, okay, we're going to have to enforce this one at the point of a gun,
right.
the barrel of a gun? It's very, very, and that's
and
why,
how do they make those decisions?
Exactly. And that's why, supposedly, the state was established as a protective force to stop us from messing with each other, these types of things. But, again, you get into that question of what happens when your money has to be taken from you forcibly, even to pay for that protection force.
Well, you know, Garner, it's an excellent question, and in most instances, they're never forced to answer it, because most people go along with the laws. If they are chewing gum in the bathtub and they do get busted for it, odds are good they're going to go to court, they're going to plead guilty, they're going to take a reduced sentence, and they're going to get out, and they're
yeah.
going to go back to their lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody, very, very rarely, is the government pushed to the point where they have to make this decision. Because if you were busted for chewing gum in the bathtub and then you didn't go to court, you can damn well bet they're going to send the goon squad after
yeah.
you. And if you don't pay the fine, they're going to send the goon squad after you, but most people don't let it get that far. Ed Brown has, and he has forced the government into the position that they most despise, the position that is either going to reveal them as the violent thugs that they truly are, or is going to reveal them as the cowards that they truly are. They're going to back down from Ed Brown. So either way is a loss for the government in this particular case, because the people that want them to make a move are getting more and more angry over the time as they don't make a move. The people that want them to not make a move are obviously getting more pleased with them for not making a move. And so, I mean, there's no win for the government when you push them to this point. If only more people had the courage, like Ed and Elaine do, to push the government to this point, we really would, I think, get a lot done in this country. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, Callex.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help support our program, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is a simple one. You simply send in $3 a month to the show via any major credit card or PayPal account and some other options as well. And we will take that money and reinvest it into promoting Free Talk Live, to buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, to promote the show to as many radio stations as we possibly can. There are a variety of different ways we're doing this, and they're all expounded upon at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the chat room, and a forum, and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us, and it's totally voluntary. If you can't afford it, no big deal. You can enjoy all of our website features for free. So, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's roll into the phone calls. Talk to Carl in Montreal. You're on Free Talk Live, Carl.
Hey there again.
Hi, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm having a bit of standoff with the Canadian government. It's been going on for like almost a month now.
How's that?
Well, in the United States, I was convicted of obscene phone calls, and it was originally a state case. It was picked up by the federal government.
I hope this isn't going to be one of them, is it?
Huh?
I hope this isn't going to be one of the obscene phone calls.
Well, my ex-girlfriend and her brother broke in my house, and my ex-girlfriend's brother beat me with a baseball bat and hospitalized me.
Uh-oh.
I was angry. So I called her over the phone, called her some names.
Yeah.
I was angry at the time of what happened.
There's a law against using obscenities on the telephone?
Well, I got 5 years in jail for it.
For saying obscenities on the phone?
Yes.
That's incredible.
Was there more than an obscenity, or was it categorized as criminal threatening?
Yeah, it was like harassing calls. Harassing, threatening calls.
And you spent 5 years in a Canadian jail for this?
American.
Okay, so we won't go into the specifics. I'm drawing away from the point. So you spent this time in America, and now you're back in Canada, and you're running into problems because of that?
Yes, and I did 2 years probation. Well, I left, and they told me I had some time left because I didn't do some time on a violation, and they didn't give me credit for time served. So they say because I didn't come back and turn myself in and do maybe these couple weeks in jail, that they're going to maybe try to give me a charge for not coming back and completing this 2 weeks jail sentence for probation violation because I left my jurisdiction, so they can add 2 more years and file another charge on top of me. So I came to Canada, tried to go to Nunavut up in the Arctic Circle and claim refugee status. And now the Canadian authorities are trying to deport me back to America, and now me and some of the other detainees are filing a lawsuit against the Canadian government, like the equivalent of a class action lawsuit, saying that the Immigration Act is illegal because it was, you know, formed after the 9/11 attacks, and that 9/11 was an inside job. Therefore, their Immigration Act is based on.
Well, that's not going to hold
up. Good luck with that lawsuit.
Yeah, that's not going to work. But
you know, hey, you might as well do whatever it takes to forestall getting deported. So
yeah,
you're in jail now.
That.
There's no, you know, they're holding you until they deport you.
Well, I'm fighting trying to go to another country. I filed for refugee status in Cuba.
I'm sure they're dying to have you.
Yeah, I don't know. Which is worse, Cuba or U.S. jail?
Well, Canadian jails. U.S. jails are better than Cuban. You can believe that. And Canadian jails are better than U.S. jails.
I don't agree with what the American government did. I'm trying to fight the New World Order from Canada.
Well, good luck. You're in jail, man. I mean, what are you going to do?
I would recommend doing whatever it takes to get out as quickly as possible. But
and I've been in a dilemma here.
What's your dilemma?
Well, they're trying to send me back, and I'm claiming refugee status, and they're trying to argue, and I'm claiming that they used trumped-up charges on me and false evidence in my case, and they're saying that's not, you know, relevant for, you know, immigration and why I had a criminal charge, even though I have evidence and people willing to testify that, you know, I was assaulted in my own home and all the details of my case, and they used evidence against me that was, you know, perjured.
Yeah, they're not going to allow that
once
in.
Once you've gotten the conviction, you really have to take that conviction back before you argue the points of that particular case, because at this point, they don't care. They don't care about the specifics of the case. They get just care of the fact that you're charged. So
they care that the U.S. is alleging that you didn't fill out
your essentially, they're charging
sentence.
You with a violation of probation, which essentially is true. You've violated the probation for whatever reason that might be. Probation is really just a ticket back to jail in most cases.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people on probation.
But I did the
probation.
Time that they said I didn't do because they owe me credit from time I did I never received.
Well, right. We can't be the arbiters on any of this. It's frustrating to hear your story, but the key thing is, do you have an attorney?
Well, no. That's why I need some legal support, and I'm trying to take this immigration, you know, thing to the high court here. And claim, you know, because
well, you know, if you can prove to them, if you can prove to them that you did do the time and that they are mistaken, then you might have a case.
Get that law library as often as you possibly can.
They have no law library.
They have no law library.
In the immigration center, they have no law library. No lawyer has come to see me one time since they've
been detained at the border.
Inundate them with letters.
Yeah, and also you might even want to approach somebody like the I don't know, the Unitarian Universalist Church, and see if you can get some sort of help to hire an attorney, somebody to give you some money or something to help you out. Go to a charity and see if they can help you, because you need to get an attorney. If this is the setup and you've done your time and you have a valid argument on your side, you're going to have a really hard time defending
yourself. No doubt. Carl, good luck. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Doesn't sound like it's going to be going too well for him.
It's a shame. It's too bad. I mean, we don't know all the circumstances about it.
Jail's full of innocent guys, so let me tell you. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just the case.
Yeah.
I think I was in jail for 9 years. I decided that 9 of the guys that I met were, in fact, innocent. The rest of them were full of crap. Now, I don't know whether the specifics of this guy's case. I do know that he's taking a legal tack that is very unlikely to work.
Speaking of people who have gone to jail, Mark, you've got a story out of Bradenton, Florida, about a wedding that went a little on the awry side.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Jonathan Franklin Hunter's wedding at the courthouse was a quick, no-frills affair Friday. He exchanged vows, kissed his bride, but the Hunter's plan for a romantic evening on the beach was ruined within minutes.
Hmm.
Several Manatee County Sheriff's deputies, that's, you know, Manatee County obviously is the county that Bradenton is the county seat of, confronted the bridegroom with a warrant. They arrested Hunter, 21, on suspicion of violating a domestic violence injunction his sister filed in 2005. Hunter left the courthouse in a patrol car wearing handcuffs. Bailiffs would not let the bride kiss or hug him goodbye.
Jeez.
Hunter's family was angry, saying deputies should have arrested Hunter outside the courthouse.
Why? I mean, they're there. It's the courthouse. Seems like a convenient place to do it.
It does. I can't really dispute what went on here as far as I'm concerned. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it is sad. And really, it points out yet another reason to not go and get married by the government. You're just putting yourself on their radar screens.
Yeah. Folks get married at the courthouse every day. As a matter of fact, I had a ex-fiancé who worked there doing just this job. Mm-hmm. She no longer does this job, so I don't think she's the one who turned these guys in. But I've seen tens of people get married at the courthouse. My favorite was the guy who got married at the courthouse in the Peekaboo Lounge T-shirt.
Oh, man, that's classy.
With the with the silhouette of the girl that was completely naked. Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, in Bradenton, where I'm from,
now,
we call it the Boo.
Do they, when you're getting married, If you aren't doing it through the courthouse, let's say you're just applying for your marriage license, which, again, I don't think you should have to do. I think the government should get the hell out of marriage. But if you're applying for your marriage license, is this a routine thing? Do they take the names of both of the individuals and run checks?
I don't know.
Or is it only routine if you go through the courthouse?
Well, it's likely, certainly being at the courthouse, and I think, yeah, both of you would have to go get the marriage certificate. Being at the courthouse would put you in their presence longer. He wasn't being detained. He was met by deputies. So,
which means they looked into his name before he went into the courthouse.
Right. Getting the marriage certificate certainly would have been safer for Mr. Hunter.
So they knew he was going to be there.
I guess. I don't know whether he had an appointment.
Or did he show up?
He would have had to have gotten the marriage certificate in Florida 3 days prior. They have a waiting list for marriages. They don't have one for guns. So they would have known that he was coming, I guess.
So, yeah, that is my question. If you know the answer,
it, but you're right.
Do they do a background check on potential brides and grooms? Brides and grooms. 1-800-259-9231, but yet another reason to stay the hell away from government marriage. I don't know why anyone would want it. I understand, Mark, you say you got your government marriage because of some, like, insurance benefit or something.
Right.
Like that. You took the 30 pieces of silver so you can have the government marriage.
I at least created a stink while I did it. They wanted to know what my race was for their little statistics, and I wouldn't give it to them.
Wasn't it business class or something?
I decided that my race was... They demanded a race from me, but they did have business as a choice.
You know, one of my good friends...
Otherwise, I would have said I was an Eskimo.
One of my good friends is an atheist and also a libertarian, and he met a girl who was Seventh-day Adventist, and she wanted to get married, and he didn't want to get married. And it's a fascinating thing if you don't approve of the state sanctioning you... In your love, your relationship, do you acquiesce if the other half of your relationship says, oh, no, I really want to?
You do not. I wouldn't. 1-800-259-9231. There's a reason you have principles.
Relationships are give and take. You got to look at the other side.
Yeah, well, she should give. 800-259-9231. Statist. Are you against liquor laws but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udad.com. That's udadd.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's udad.com. udadd.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.